Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back for another episode. You are going to hear a recording of one of the live streams I did for my 90-day live stream challenge. And I am really excited to continue to share what I am growing through, experiencing, sharing lessons and stories and client wins and testimonials through this journey I've been on. The live stream that I am sharing with you all here on the Grow Through It podcast was from number 63. And so we are more than halfway through this challenge. And if you want to join me there and watch me on video, you're more than welcome. I put a link inside of the show notes for you to join me there. And if you're just enjoying having this as an option to listen on audio, that's great and fantastic. And I will go ahead and stop talking so you can tune in. Enjoy. Hey there, virtual world. Happy Monday. Excuse me. Happy Monday. How are you? How are you? How are you feeling? How are y'all doing? So as you're tuning in, if you would let me know that you're here with a hashtag replay, and I would love if you would share this if you feel led or inspired to, and as you are sharing, I'm doing the same, y'all. So that those who are connected to me on my personal page can join me over here on my public page. And so if you are new to my virtual space, welcome. My name is Cassandra Austin McDonald. I'm a trauma-informed transformation coach. I work with high-achieving and soulful women to be fulfilled in life and love while legacy building. And I am over here with my little lunch and figured I would spend this time to do my day 63 live stream. So for those of you who are new, I am doing a 90-day live stream challenge. So today's day 63, welcome. And I have been pondering on some conversations I've had recently. And also I wanted to share a post that I wrote this morning and read that to you all as a wrap up of what this whole conversation I want to have with you all today about how is that possible? What the heck? How is that possible? So what am I talking about when I say how is that possible? Well, yesterday I had shared on my personal page a post about I always wanted to test what was it like to be a digital nomad? Nothing that I would want to do permanently as of now. You know, I don't know. I may fall in love with it. I don't know. However, it's something I was always curious about. And I got pregnant with my son at 19. You know, so I was a single mom and had a career and had to go to a 9-to-5. And, you know, my son was in activities and stuff. So I never really got to do that. I would travel and stuff when he would be with his paternal side of his family, and you know, I would take my son places and stuff like that as I could as a single mom. However, the experience of like solo by myself, go to some international destinations that I would like to check out and just kind of like know, really not in a vacation vibe, but more so in a I don't know when I'm going to come back vibe. You know what I'm saying? And so I was talking to the mister yesterday about this. And I said, it was just a thought, you know, it was like a thought I had. I was like, you know, I always wanted to know what it would be like to do that. I said, I never got to do it. And he was like, well, why don't you go do it? If that's what you want to do, why don't you go do it? And I posted and shared on social media because I know I have a lot of people connected to me here on these internet streets that have either lived some variation of an expat, digital nomad, wanderlust, as they call it, lifestyle. And so I know they probably would have some tips and resources and things like that, and directions they can put me in. And I just felt inspired to share because it's really a reflection of what we have created together, the type of relationship we have. And I was talking to one of my closest friends last night as well, sharing some things with her, and she was kind of, echoing what I just shared about it, it's a reflection of what we have created. And I was asked, how the heck is that possible? Like, aren't you married? He's just gonna let you do that. Y'all, I chuckle at stuff like that because I don't believe people are objects to be owned. I just don't. Those are my beliefs. I don't believe people are objects to be owned. I believe in interdependent, healthy partnerships and relationships, okay? And that is what the Mister and I have, cultivated and built over the last almost 8 years. And so we don't do that whole, ownership, people are objects thing. We respect each other, we love each other, we have boundaries, we communicate and things like that. And what I love about him is he has always gave me the freedom to be myself. I have always been curious ever since I was a little girl. Curious about life, curious about concepts, curious about people, curious about multiple things. I could go down the laundry list. And he has always gave me space to be me and figure myself out in life. When you have the life experiences I had, multiple traumas as a child, pregnant at 19, single mom, raised my son by myself with minimal support, financially, emotionally, spiritually, all the things. And to be at this space in my life where I've done a tremendous amount of inner healing and self-love work, and I've built this beautiful, beautiful relationship with him. I love the work that I do with the women I've been called to serve, and there's still more out there for me to explore in life. I just believe that life is meant to be explored. It's like a big adventure, and we never know the possibilities that exist until we put ourselves out there in spaces and places to discover them for ourselves. And I also believe when we go to different destinations, whether if it's within your own respective native country, or if you're traveling abroad, or you're going to other countries and locations, we discover more of who we are. We get to unravel layers of ourselves. We get to connect with parts of ourselves that we didn't even know were there. And so I believe travel is such a great tool for that. And to be frank with you all, I'm in the last 6, 7 months of my 30s. I'll be 40 in January. And it's something I've been thinking about, is I'm approaching a new decade of life. And what do I want it to look like? What do I want it to look like? I'm so grateful for the life I created in my 30s. I started doing this work when I was in my 20s. I was talking to a friend last night and I told her my very first therapy session was when I was 20 years old, because I realized that my son's father was pretty much like my father. And for me, that was not good. And I was like, OMG, I think something's not right. How did that happen? That was the start of my journey. 20 years old, almost 20 years doing this work, y'all, of realizing that I attracted a replica of my dad into my life, which was not a good thing. And what do I need to do so that does not happen again? And so a lot of times I have women come into my world and they're asking me about how did you create this relationship and how the heck did you manifest this amazing partner and all this. Y'all, I started doing this work. I didn't even realize I was 20 years old when I started. So I was having this conversation with a friend last night. We were just in a conversation. I was like, oh my gosh, I was 20. So I remember I went through the campus directory and I was searching for a campus counselor because it was covered as a student under our tuition. And I had this realization that I was not in a good relationship and that he was reminding me of my dad, and I needed to get some support and some help. Because I didn't know how this happened. How did I, how, there was a part of me that was already understanding on a very, very unconscious level, probably my soul self, that there was something in me that needed to be healed that was creating this experience that was not for my good and that I did not want. And I started the work. And so all that to say, I did this work in my 20s of inner healing and self-love and working on, you know, my unconscious patterns and beliefs that were creating relationships, both platonic and romantic, that were not ideal, and really setting a new blueprint for myself. And so in my 30s, I have experienced the most incredible relationships. I have the most beautiful sisterhoods and friendships. I have the best romantic relationship with the Mister. My husband, for those who don't know, I call him the Mister, but he's my husband. Built this beautiful relationship with him. I'm incredibly blessed and grateful for the work that I put in for that. And I have been looking at, what do I want next in my life? And so I was having a conversation with one of my clients actually not too long ago, and she was sharing how the reason she continues to invest with me in my offers, you know, I offer master classes. Sometimes they're free, sometimes they're paid. I offer different group programs, and I have private coaching. And she has worked with me in all capacities throughout the last few years. She's done private coaching with me. She's done the free stuff. She's done the smaller amount paid master classes. She's done a little bit bigger group programs that were a little bit of a bigger investment. So she's kind of worked with me in various ways. And I was asking her, like, what makes you keep investing with me to work with me? And she said, well, I keep looking at where I was before, where I am now, and where I want to be. And as I put out more and more offers, and I am also doing the work myself, you know, I have mentors and coaches I work with to continue to elevate on my path, that as I put things out, it resonates with her, and she realizes that there's now the next iteration of where she desires to be, and that she finds whatever I'm putting out there supports her in getting there. And I loved what she said when she said she looks at where she once was, where she is now, and where she desires to be, right? And I find myself in that space myself, where I look at where I was. I look at where I was when I was a single mom, getting cheated on in a toxic, unhealthy, and at one time violent relationship, and then also how I went through this journey of healing and self-love and evolution and growth and womanhood and femininity and reclaiming my power to manifesting the Mister into my life and building this incredible relationship and building sisterhoods and restoring my faith in women and building friendships, to now I find myself in this phase of I have some time, I have some freedom, and I have the support of my amazing partner, the Mister, my husband, and I'm just curious, what would it be like? You know, maybe I'll decide I'll just go for a month. Maybe I'll hit a few locations. You know, I've already been creating a list, y'all, of some places that I am interested in exploring as some possible destinations. And so that's been exciting to do that. And I've already joined a couple of the groups so I can start getting some information. I want to make sure I educate myself first. I have a list of some destinations I would like to explore, and then kind of go from there. So this is not a willy-nilly, like, tomorrow I'm leaving type of thing. I'm going to be a bit methodical about it, just because there's people to consider. You know, my son is here, our boys are here, the Mister, and I do have my coaching practice to run. And so I'm going to be considering a lot of different things as I am planning and preparing. And so all that to say, I may decide after 1 month, I'm like, yep, I got that out of my system, that was good, but I'm ready to go back home. Because y'all, I am a homebody, like, for real. Like, I love to travel, I love adventures, and I like the feeling of home, because I did not have that feeling growing up. You know, I grew up in a very toxic, dysfunctional environment that was chaotic and energetically not sound. And so I have created such a sanctuary in my own home for myself. It's peaceful, it's serene, and I enjoy being home. And so for me, what's beautiful about inviting myself into this experience is that I'm not escaping anything. And I remember the days where I used to feel like that, where I felt like I was escaping myself, I was escaping my life circumstances, I was escaping my woes, I was escaping my pain even. And I'm not in that space. You know, I feel like I'm in this space toward destiny, toward greatness, toward next level, toward evolution, toward growth, toward possibilities and potential, and all the things that I desire for what's ahead. And so it's an incredible feeling, and it's a really great place to be in when this isn't one of those situations where I want to go travel the world because I've gone through something devastating and I want to escape myself. Been there, done that. This is something where it's like a place of wonder and curiosity, and just want to see what's available for me out there. And I'm really excited to look into that. And so I will definitely, y'all, I have my lunch right here, and I'm like, there's no way I can eat and talk. I can't do it. I don't know how some people be doing it, but I'm like, my mouth's gonna be moving, and we're not gonna do that. I will keep y'all posted on how that is all going, but back to the original thought of the topic here of how is that possible? I created an interdependent, supportive, healthy, loving relationship with the mister. My dream is that we do this together one day. You know, the mister actually still works his 9 to 5, and he has a great career as an engineer. And so it's one of those things where, you know, he's in a season in his career and in his life where he's still, you know, having to show up to a physical location and do those things. And so my dream for us as a couple is to do this together, but I am so grateful for his level of understanding for not expecting me to wait for that day for him, because it could be a year from now, it could be 2 years from now, I don't know. And how he's just like, go do your thing, you know, figure yourself out. And you guys, what I know to be true, because there have been times where I've traveled by myself without him, we do it all the time. And it does bring us even closer together, you know, like there's a little bit more flirtation that happens between us, like more than what's normal. It helps us to really like appreciate even more what we have with each other. And so I think it's just gonna be good for everybody. You know, it's gonna be good for my soul. It's gonna be good for my womanhood. It's gonna be good for me and him. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's to come. I have a lot of travel planned coming up. I have, let's see here. I have a retreat that I'm going to for myself, a holistic practitioner. I'm not going to share the exact what type that I'm going to for me, a practitioner certification I'm working on. So that's for me in early October. And then I believe that's in North or South Carolina. And then in November, I'm going to Chicago for a women's entrepreneurial conference. And then at the end of October, I am planning a retreat my own. I'm so excited, y'all. It's gonna be here in Florida. And so I will be sharing details about that soon. And let's see what else. I feel like there's some other travels I have coming up. So October and November, I have to be here in the States, okay? And so for me, what I'm thinking about is, am I going to start next month and go July, August, September? Come back in October, November, and then we'll be into the holidays. And so maybe the mister and I can go do something in December together. And then January is my 40th birthday, so maybe go back out. I don't know. Y'all, I'm literally just thinking out loud to myself with y'all. So, no, like I said, no real plan in place as of yet. So, this is going to be an adventure. This is going to be an adventure. So, another part of this conversation that I wanted to have with you all was about projections and dealing with the projections of other people. So what I'm gonna do first is I'm gonna read to you a post that I created, and it's actually a piece that I wrote as I was journaling, and then I just decided to share it as a post. And so this is what I wrote. There's a flip side to every coin. While I hold the blessing of having an amazing and supportive partner while creating impact in the lives of the women I've been called to serve, I also experience the flip side. the projections of those who've yet to believe that what they desire exists for them too. Their doubt, their self-imposed limitations, their wounds, their lack of self-awareness. Although I've spent years practicing being the observer rather than absorbing those projections, my heart still feels for them. And I still decide to stay in my power and stand in my convictions and truth, while boldly being the evidence for those who desire to create the life, love, and legacy of their dreams. I set the standards and then I stand on them, even when the projections come, even when some don't believe, even when I'm misunderstood. I stand on the standards for the one who decides, for the ones who decide they are ready to borrow my belief, that they too get to experience the life, love, and legacy of their dreams. I stand for the ones who choose me as their guide and mentor to walk alongside them on their journey. I stand for the ones who also believe somewhere deep inside that as powerful women, we get to be with who we want and love, do work that we love, and live a life that we love all at the same time, and no one can stop us. So despite the flip side of the coin occasionally showing up, it serves as a reminder that we always get to decide. We do have a choice, and that it's on us to be, do, and have all that we desire in this lifetime, even when it means experiencing some curveballs along the way. Because it is through the flip side that we understand just how incredibly powerful we truly are. And so a part of my journey of being a woman who has reclaimed her power, who has created this beautiful relationship with the Mister, who has created a life that I'm so grateful for, and who is also in this pursuit of building a legacy, right? I have experienced a lot of projections, you know, through various parts of my journey. And I was journaling about that this morning because I was thinking about some women that I have throughout the years, and even more recently, you know, I'm just being in integrity with not being specific here, but being projected on when what I share and what I stand for and what I embody and who I am triggers their wounds, or it activates them. Let's not say the word trigger. It activates them. And maybe they haven't developed the emotional intelligence or the self-awareness or done any, you know, more of that type of work to be able to understand that they feel activated, because deep down inside they either desire that and they don't believe it's possible, or, you know, whatever their stuff is, right? And so one of my favorite phrases that I love to say when dealing with projections is, that is not my ish. That is not my ish. And what that does is it helps me as a woman who is very empathetic and considered a sensitive and things like that. It helps me to not absorb the projection rather than to observe it. So to notice it. And, you know, when you are on a path that is the type of path I'm on, I stand for something big. You know, I'm standing for powerful women. And when I say powerful, I'm not talking about labels, titles, achievements, success, external things. When I'm talking about power, I'm talking about our innate power as women. I believe women are the most powerful beings on this planet. Innately, we were born enough. And that will never change. And so when I stand for powerful women, being able to be with who we love, do work that we love, and live a life that we love, I'm talking about fulfillment. Being fulfilled as a woman, it activates people, because a lot of people have developed beliefs that they can't be successful and satisfied. They can't pursue their purpose and have a partner. They can't, you know, leave a legacy for whatever reason they identify with what legacy means to them, and have a lover. I see it all the time. So many women have cut that part of themselves off because of past heartbreaks, because of past disappointments, because of past abandonment, because of past rejection. And what tends to happen is, over time, that wound, it's just there stewing around. It doesn't go anywhere just because you cut that part of yourself off mentally and say you're unavailable for that, or you think that it doesn't exist and it's not possible. It's actually still there. It doesn't go anywhere. And so then when a woman like myself shows up and says, I love who I'm with, we have a beautiful, healthy, interdependent relationship, and I'm building a legacy, and I'm all about self-care, self-love, lifestyle, adventures, having fun, loving your life, loving the skin you're in, all that good stuff, it activates people. Because a lot of people have fallen into some conditioning that you have to choose. That you have to choose one or the other. You have to choose love or legacy. You have to choose purpose or your partner. You have to choose between building a business or having a bae. You have to choose between being healthy or, you know, people are being conditioned by whatever experiences they've had or environments they're in or circumstances that they are exposed to. And when they see someone that has something that bumps up against those limitations, that bumps up against those limiting beliefs, that bumps up against those wounds, it activates them. And they're like, oh. And what tends to happen is they project. Who does she think she is? Well, it's probably not real anyway. She's just talking smack. Whatever they say. And so if I had not done my own inner work to reclaim my power, to understand what projections is, and to learn how to stand in my power, stand on my standards, and to practice being an observer rather than absorber, what I used to do, y'all, is I would internalize that. And I would feel hurt because they didn't like me. They were spewing hatred at me. They misunderstood me. And it would jack me up. It would jack me up inside. And so I had to work on my own emotional intelligence for a long time because that's the type of stuff used to trigger me. It did, just being transparent with you all. And so I had to work on my own emotional intelligence. I had to work on healing the wounds that were being activated in me as a result of those projections. I had to cultivate this mindset of that's not my ish and to be an observer rather than absorbing what was being projected. And as a result, it has really helped me to have more compassion for people when they do that and to better understand that really there's something I'm mirroring back to them that has activated them. And it's an invitation. It's an invitation. I'll be honest, there have been times where I was activated by different things that I saw, and I had to shift that and look at it from the lens of what is this experience trying to show me? What is this being in my proximity revealing to me? Is it revealing that it's possible? And so by doing that type of work for myself, it helped me to shift. It helped me to have a different mindset and perspective about things so that if something or someone did activate me, I was able to get more curious about it rather than allowing that activation to cause me to react. And so a lot of people are emotionally reactive, and then that just causes conflict and issues later down the line. And so, you know, when I was writing that piece this morning, I was really reflecting on all of that. And one of the biggest things that dealing with the flip side of the coin is really having the opportunity to anchor in even more deeply for ourselves the power we have. Because when we do get to the other side of experiences that don't feel good, or when people are misunderstanding us, or when we feel like, you know, people don't get it, when we are the dreamers and we want it all, and we're like, I don't want to just settle for the breadcrumbs, or I actually do still want love and I'm not giving up on love, you know, whatever the story is for you, sometimes you are met with resistance when there are people who don't think like that, or when there are people who have given up on their dreams, or when there are people who have given up on love. And so you really have to stand firm in who you are, what you desire, and knowing that what you desire exists for you, and to be an observer of those projections rather than absorbing them, and having more compassion and understanding that they're activated right now, and that's not my ish. That doesn't belong to me. I send you love, but that doesn't belong to me. And so I'm really excited about what's to come and what I've been working on. I am working on something so amazing, and I can't wait to share it with you all. But in the meantime, if you are desiring private mentorship and coaching, and you are ready to create the life, the love, or the legacy of your dreams, and you feel like what I share resonates, you feel like there's maybe a connection with what I share, and you're really interested in getting some support in this season of your life, I would love to explore if private coaching is the next best step. So you can private message me and I will share with you what that'll look like. I'm currently taking private coaching for both 3 month, 6 month, and 1 year. And so we could talk about what that looks like, what my rates are currently, and if you are ready to jump in and let's do this. All right. So that completes day 63. Thank you for being here with me. I love you all, and I will see you all tomorrow for day 64. If there is something that you would like for me to cover on one of these live streams, or you have a question for me, just go ahead and share it, and I'll note it so that I can talk about it with you all. All right? Have a wonderful day. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.